When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will be here at 9 this morning. And tomorrow, Bruins Thursday, Mike Milbury. I will be off tomorrow and Friday getting my affairs in order. I don't know what the plan is. Who's working? Maybe Shime will be back. He has a bad head cold.
Mm-hmm.
Are you working tomorrow?
Yes.
You and Wiggy?
Yep.
Okay, so the two of you and Friday?
Yep.
Okay.
Curtis is tomorrow too, right?
Curtis, yeah,
I'll be here.
I'll be here tomorrow, Friday, Monday.
Me
okay.
Too.
Yeah. And then Christmas arrives.
And then Christmas. And then
did you ever settle your dispute with Ken when it came to how many flex days he would use?
You know what? I've kind of learned, like, there are some battles worth fighting. That's just not one, because him and I see it differently.
You don't see eye to eye.
Yeah, and he's Ken the boss, Lane. You know.
Well, so. Were you here?
Huh?
Were you here for those days?
Wiggy's claiming when you did the GHS rap.
Yes.
And shared who had taken the most days off and other things.
Yep.
Wiggy was disputing again this year.
Yeah.
How many days he had actually taken
yeah.
off.
Right.
Now, Ken keeps immaculate records on this mm-hmm. kind of thing. If he's good at anything,
right.
he's good at record keeping.
Right. So and don't I. I put in my notes.
I don't know whose record I would trust more, yours or Ken.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ken has already botched my record before, so that should...
That's true.
It could be.
That should be a good indication.
And I think it's worth just the simple observation that Ken seems to be most hung up on Wiggy's flex days.
But yeah. Wiggy has the least amount, so he's yeah. not trying to screw Wiggy over. I think that the dispute comes with what is considered flex days. Unfortunately, here, flex days are amazing, but it's all encompassing. So jury duty falls under flex days. Bereavement falls under flex days. Sick days fall under flex days.
Right.
So it's everything.
Right.
Yeah, but bereavement shouldn't be a flex day.
Well, unfortunately,
No,
that's wrong.
Yeah, because that's not under your control. Like, if you get sick,
Neither is jury duty.
Yeah, you can avoid jury duty.
You really can't. They can arrest you for that.
Well, right. You set the date for Labor Day weekend. Right.
You can only do that once, Curtis.
I've done it every time. I'm not in jail.
Or you just say, hey.
My parents said, Courtney, do not follow their advice.
I think the concept is that when you have unlimited days off.
Right.
It doesn't matter what the day off is for.
All right, well, guess what? I'll start using my flex days.
The reason they used to separate them out was because people only had 2 weeks, like 10 vacation days or whatever. So they wouldn't count a bereavement day or a sick day.
I'm just passionate about the job, this show, the station. So
listen,
I try not to take days off.
It's been a great year. It's the last day I'm working for the year. So I want to thank everybody for their incredible support of this show over this year.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you came to a road show in the spring or the snow show last winter up at Loon.
Right.
Or you came and watched Wiggy and Courtney nearly die on a boat at the Tipsy Seagull. Or you joined us in Newport.
Right. Never missed a road show. That should count as double when you miss them.
If you miss a road show?
Yeah.
Maybe even triple.
What?
It should count as double when you don't show up for a road show.
Who missed the road?
I don't know.
What?
Has anybody ever missed a road show?
I haven't. I did.
You missed a road show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, boy.
Cape, it was added late, and I apologize.
Luckily, it's not like Wiggy is keeping track of.
I literally said,
Wiggy, you had the least amount. No. You should take more. Like, I don't know what else. I was just trying to explain to you how Ken sends them to me.
And it's
everything under flex.
And I know when we had our meeting, Ken was like, all right, plan on road shows, you know, every Friday in May and June. Okay, I put it in my calendar. I don't say to Ken, like, well, is there any way we could do it rather than Friday? Could we do it on a Wednesday? Roadshow Wednesday.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be Fridays are the day.
Well, some people say, is there any chance we can bump it up?
This is unbelievable.
I don't know who said it, but some
you do know who said it.
Who said it?
Stop subtweeting.
Some people want to know if they could change the roadshow Friday to Wednesday.
We get into a meeting and Ken tells us, like, we have all these things booked, and he tells it to us after he already books them. So I just said, I had a conversation with Ken after. I said, I think that when you book things for the show, we should be told so that we can put it on our calendar.
Right, but it's kind of months out. And
I plan things months out.
Oh, well, how many trips can one person take?
Like, God. And then I'm dealing with my husband at home who's upset with me moving things around.
Trouble.
I'm doing my best.
All right, listen, don't look at me. I don't shoot the messenger.
And I said to Ken, I don't want to miss one ever again because I dealt with that last year. So I would like to know so I can move my things around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, don't shoot the messenger.
But you have.
I don't know why it was any of your business.
You have weekend trips that are already scheduled for the spring and the summer?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't make millions of dollars. I have to make sure that I can afford the flights.
Oh, look, some of us, unfortunately, after yesterday, don't know where we're going to be or whether we're even going to be here in the spring.
That's why you should book to have something to look forward to.
Are you going to die?
They say that when people get older.
Are you going to die?
Well, I would say this, Greg, that there is a, I don't know if you are on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
There's actually a TikTok flight hack where it's cheaper to get your flight the Tuesday before the week before you leave for your trip. So you don't have to plan it way out in advance. It's cheaper.
What if they're sold out the week before?
I don't think that's ever been an issue. It's actually cost.
Flights being sold out.
It costs more money to schedule it a long ways in advance than
I've
it
never
does.
Never heard that.
Yeah, well, it's on TikTok. Just Google it.
All right, we're a little bit behind, but that happens. Yeah. We are going to begin our leads coming up on this show next.